This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, in the last hour, we were talking with Eleanor in regards to Acusa dogwood. Just doesn't seem to be doing everything that it should before the winter, so I know she's a bit nervous about it. So, Eleanor, one of the other things that I would like for you to look at doing is if you notice any dead or damaged branches on it, one thing that would be good to do now would be to prune out the dead, the damaged, any cross branches as well. Because what that will do is that's also going to allow to put some of that energy back into the rest of the plant where it, you know, can put the energy on the good parts versus any of the bad parts, right?
All right. Yeah. I have not noticed any dead branches. So I just didn't know if I could maybe spray it with something. I'm just afraid for the winter. You know, I have wilt stalk that I've used before on other things.
So go ahead.
I'm just not sure what, you know, how I can kind of protect it.
Understandable. It's one of those things where, you know, you spend some money on a tree, right? You want to make sure it gets, it keeps going. I get it, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things, you know, wilt stop or wilt proof, whichever you have, can be used on is actually some of the buds on the branches for next season. My father used to talk all the time, and people would be like, oh, that doesn't need it, but when you did it, it helped. Would be like a hydrangea. Any hydrangea plant, a lot of the branching, you know, dies back, but some of the buds are still at the tips of it once the leaves kind of fall off for next season. Now, he would always suggest spraying, you know, any of the buds that are there to make sure that they keep the moisture in the plant. So you could do the exact same thing. See, the wilt proof or wilt stop is meant not only to, you know, hold the moisture and has helped bring the moisture to the plant. And so spraying these buds can hold that moisture during the winter months. And that's what we're afraid of happening, is the moisture being removed because of the winds, the colder weather, etc. So I see no problem doing that. It's not something that you would have to spray the leaves. Usually, you know, we use that wilt stop on like a rhododendron, for example, where we spray the whole thing. Whereas on something like a dogwood, try to, you know, let the leaves fall and then spray the buds to hold it where it needs to be. The moisture, that is, all right?
Okay.
And again, you know, I know it's rained a lot. Just if for some reason, and I hope this is the case, in the next couple weeks, you know, the rain has slowed down and it's not raining as much, So remember to continue to water it until the ground freezes, because here's the thing. It's had so much rain already, it's used to it. If we just cut off everything, it could affect it. So, you know, just kind of think of it that way.
That's what I was afraid of, that maybe I didn't water it enough this summer, but with all the rain, I didn't want, you know, the roots to rot on me with all the rain that we've had.
Exactly. So, I think you did everything right. It's just because of the amount of rain, etc., it's muted some of the color. It's muted some of what it does this time of year, and it doesn't make it look like it's great. But I think you're getting long term, it'll be okay. You just need to, you know, we need that snow cover this winter. I know it, you know, sounds a little crazy, but the snow cover, just a light covering on the ground freezing, staying the same temperatures is what we need. We don't need the up and down temperatures. So, you know, hope for that.
Okay. All right. Okay, Patrick. Thank you.
All right, Eleanor. Well, good luck. All right. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And the sun is coming out. It's finally looking like some blue sky. If you looked at the weather a few days ago, it was supposed to rain most of today. Now it doesn't look as bad. So good day to get out there and enjoy it. Now, we do have another call on the line, so I want to get right to that. So, George, who's up next?
John from Kingsborough, and he's got a question about asparagus.
All right, John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I planted asparagus for the first time, and I'm curious on what I should do for the winter.
Okay. Now, when did you... you just planted it now, or did you plant it the spring?
I planted it in the spring. I had some plants I had ordered, and I had a root system with them.
Okay. How do they look currently? Still look pretty good?
Yeah, they look really good. They're about 3 feet, maybe plus, tall right now.
Okay. So the plants will end up going dormant very soon. Right, in the next few weeks. There's not a lot of, you know, a lot of winter care that needs to be done, but there is a little bit, and we're looking just to kind of protect the soil itself for the winter months. You know, because it does need a dormancy period. It does need to get to that cold period and just get ready for the next season. I mean, asparagus can last for years upon years, right? So, you know, I'd be looking at just once the ground gets close to freezing or it has frozen, you know, adding something like a salt marsh hay or a mulch around it, just to help make sure that the soil temperatures stay the same. You might even, you know, instead of using like a mulch or something like that, maybe use like a compost, right?
Okay.
Because they are heavy feeders, right? And so that compost is not only going to help insulate, but it's also going to help protect. It's also going to leach into the soil and help with that. So, you know, I think it's it wouldn't be a bad thing to do. But let the asparagus get hit by the frost. It happens, right?
Right.
You know, once the leaves start to turn yellow, they'll die back naturally, right? You'll end up cutting the brown fronds from that plant at the base. Okay.
All right.
But you need it to. You need to see the asparagus begin to turn yellow before you do any of that, right? You need these things to happen before you do, because if you do it too early, we're taking the energy and shocking the plant instead of the energy going to the root system. It kind of gets lost, right? So we don't want to do it too early. So let it get hit by frosts. let it start to yellow and die back naturally before you do any of those cuttings. Okay?
Oh. All right.
And so, you know, it's we're probably, and it looks like we might get a frost in the next couple weeks. You know, about a week to 10 days from now. So we're getting to that point. So when you cut it back, just cut it back to about like 2 inches. Don't cut it all the way down to the ground. Just cut it about 2 inches. Then you can add that compost around it, right? And then that compost is going to protect it, but it's also going to get into the system as well. It's going to, you know, we're looking at, you know, I'm not looking at like a top dressing. I'm looking at more like four inches maybe, right? So you're going to cover the asparagus, but it's going to do everything that you need to for the next spring, next season. The asparagus will then come through in the spring, et cetera. So that's what I'd be looking at doing.
All right.
All right, John. Yeah, what's the next question?
I bought some tulip bulbs. When should I plant those?
Next couple weeks, really. We're right at that time frame. They're great to do. They need that dormancy period. So, you know, it looks like at the end of this week it's warming up just for a couple days, then it's going to drop. So I'd say probably next weekend is the best time to do it. Okay? All right, John, you have a great rest of your day. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And just wanted to just let everybody know, I know I said it earlier in the show, but at the 9 o'clock hour today, we got to do a taped broadcast. There's nothing we can do about it. Just a lot going on with the studio. Everybody's sick right now. They had a number of call-outs as well as people on vacation. And they have so many shows that they have to do at once, and they only have one producer. So they're doing everything they can. They're actually doing it for everybody this way. So I apologize. It just is what it is. Just can't do it where I don't want to make it harder on them. I'm not going to force the issue. So I just wanted to let everybody know that 9 o'clock hour is just going to be a taped hour for it. Nothing we can do about it. Just is what it is. Anyways, sun's starting to come out. It's looking good out there. Good day to get in the garden today, so definitely get out and enjoy it. Now, we do have a call on the line, so George, who's up next?
Bill in Draken has a question about garden prep.
All right. Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I have cleaned out my vegetable garden. I've turned it all over.
Okay.
I was wondering what would be, what should I put in the garden to help it for the spring?
Now, one of the things to add over the top would definitely be something like a, you know, like a compost. Any type of compost will do. You know, cow manure, one that, okay, you know, has multiple composts in it, like a leaf compost. Anything like that is going to help it, right?
Yeah.
It's only going to benefit for you for next year. The other thing you could do if you wanted to, which will add like a compost in the spring, would be putting like a cover crop, like a winter rye, right? So that winter rye.
I've done that, but it's a lot of work to turn that over in the spring.
Okay. So that's like your,
I'm not going to say it's your free because you have to pay for it, but that's like your easier way to add compost. Because in the spring, you know, the green leaves there, you turn it into the soil, it adds that organic matter. But right now, one thing that would definitely be easy would be adding any type of the compost. Doesn't matter what it is. Again, you know, using leaf compost, using cow manure, composted cow manure, dehydrated cow manure, a planting mix, any of those things. I wouldn't say put down like a fertilizer or anything like that. Some people will throw down some lime at this point, just to help it get ready for the next season, especially if you're using just a pelletized lime. You can, you know, 40 pounds will do about 1,000 square feet. So put that over the whole garden bed, and then put the compost on top of it, and just let it sit. Honestly, you're just trying to enrich it the as much as you can for next spring.
Correct. Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, Bill. Have a great one. Bye bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I want to apologize again. I'm sick, too. I'm trying to do everything I can to not cough, not, you know, have clear my throat. It's just it's that time of year with the seasons changing, everybody around. I mean, there's so much sickness going around. It's just crazy. It's that time of year, though. Anyways. Started to say it's going to be a beautiful day just looking outside right now, at least, you know, next few hours. Might be a great time to get out there, do one of the final mowings. I think you're probably going to have to do one more mow because of, you know, the end of the week here is looking like it's going to be warm and sunny, you know, getting close to the 70 degrees. So ground hasn't really frozen, so our lawn is still, you know, technically growing. It's still, you're not going to see it go crazy. You're not like seeing a couple inches at once, but it's still growing. So say you already cut the lawn, you know, earlier in the week. You're probably going to need to do it again at least one more time before the end of the season. So just something to think about. You know, we're close. We're almost there. We're almost at the end of the season where you can put everything away. And that's what we should really be looking at, is making sure we put those things away the right way. Obviously, your mower, running out of gas is the best thing to do for it at the end of the season. So we'll talk about that and more as time permits. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic, for dramatic results.
USA News Update. United Auto Workers are getting tired as tensions begin to rise during the ongoing auto strike.
The first week, everybody was gung-ho.
The UAW strike is in its sixth week now, and fatigue is setting in for some workers on the picket lines, like Darvin Fletcher, who's been working for Ford for the last 28 years.
I go with the B.B. King song. The thrill is gone. Nobody wants to do this. We're all going financially bankrupt.
Picketing workers are only receiving $500 per week before taxes right now, and automakers complain they've reached their negotiation limits. Tens of thousands thousands of striking auto workers remain off the job. 6,000 others have also been laid off. All this with economic losses due to the auto strike already well into the billions of dollars. Starting late this month, Best Buy is set to launch its Black Friday sales. The holiday calendar includes early access to Black Friday deals for all customers beginning on October 30th, followed by the official commencement of the Black Friday sale on November 17th. Skip Kelly, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line. So, George, who's up next?
That would be Pat in New Hampshire, and she's got a question about indoor plants.
Okay. Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. I want to ask you one more time about adios. I know you couldn't find it last time. I did look it up. And you can't find it unless you do A period, B period, I period,
yeah.
O period, S period. But then the other thing I want to ask you is, I've had barely, bare success, with herbs in the winter. My bay leaf plant all summer just sat there. It didn't grow. It didn't die. And now I have a rather large aloe plant someone gave me. And I heard you mentioning talking, but I didn't catch it. I had a friend who said use cactus soil for
yep.
it, and
yep.
I bought a 4-foot grow light. I think the only place I can put it is in the basement. I've never used one.
Okay.
So that's sort of, so I'm still trying to deal with crabgrass, but the material I saw says it does hit the clover, even though Karen thought it wouldn't bother the clover. So those are my...
Okay,
question.
All right, so the adios itself, that
yeah.
is one that you have to that Natural Alternative has. This is the only place that I've seen it. So you'd have to look at their website at natural-alternative.com.
Oh, I found it elsewhere. I didn't realize they had it. Okay.
Yeah, so if you go to the shop aspect of it
yeah.
and scroll down. It's in the
okay.
weed control part of it. Comes in
okay.
a gallon ready to use or the 36-ounce ready to spray.
Yeah, okay.
So,
I'll move that.
So it could, you know, it is a weed killer and will kill broadleafs. It doesn't always necessarily kill the clover. The clover is a little bit
a little bit more to it. It's a little bit stronger. If you're looking to kill clover,
I want to keep it.
You want to keep it. Okay, perfect. So the thing about with an adios being the organic, it has to hit that, you know, the plant for it to work. It's not one that will, you know, cover an entire area, then create like a barrier and kill. That's not how it's going to happen, right? Because this has to be a contact. So, you know, some of the areas that are really inundated with weeds, and there are some clover there, you know, you might get a little bit of spotting off of the leaves, but that could affect it. You know, the one thing with an area that you're looking to keep clover, it doesn't need a lot of fertilizer, because most of the clovers will actually create its own fertilizers. And so, you know, putting nitrogen down on a clover area could actually kill the clover. So it's almost like if you were trying to kill the clover, you could use nitrogen. But we're not trying to kill the clover, so less nitrogen on those areas is going to be better as well. Okay, so some of it is, honestly, if it's in a heavy area where there's a lot of clover, you can try the spray. Let the weeds that are mixed in kind of grow, because the clover itself, obviously, is going to stay low to the ground, whereas some of these other weeds are going to grow above it. And so when it's above it, spraying with the adios, the contact on those leaves is going to be easier to get. You might have some filtered go through. That's why I was saying you might have a little bit of spots on the clover, but the clover should just bounce back and be okay. So that's where I'm looking at with that.
Okay, Patrick.
Yeah.
I have a lot of. I'm trying to hit the horrid crabgrass areas from my horrid grading of the lawn, and it's brown. The crabgrass is pretty brown now. So if I hit it with adios, is it not going to make a difference? Or
no, because it's going into its dormancy stage. Okay. Right?
Okay.
And the thing is, too, is if you use like a crabgrass preventer in the spring, some of these crabgrass preventers, if you look at the fine print, actually show that they will kill or help prevent some of the clover as well. So, you know, just look at the fine print, right? And it's gonna show you those things.
So if I follow up in the spring, I think everything it does crabgrass is going to hurt the clover. But if I follow up in the spring and I do it, and then I wait, and then I seed, is it going to continue to prevent clover? Or would the clover, if I wanted more clover, it would be okay after that?
Yeah, so I'd be adding a mixture. You can buy clover now in multiple forms, right? So
mini clover seeds.
You have some what?
Mini clover seeds.
Okay.
Add a little bit of that to the lawn.
I would add that to any seed that you're putting down. You know, put the regular seed down first, then put some of the clover over the top of it. The reason being, what that's going to do, clover will, you know, go into the clump form and start to spread out. And that's what you're looking for it to take over. But you do need the regular lawn to be in there at first. It's harder.
Yeah.
For the clover to get established without it. I know it sounds...
Okay.
But it does definitely need it. It does help it.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Now, you had another question you said.
I barely, you know, got herbs to live through the winter last year. Now I want to try again. I don't get enough south-facing light, so I put it in one south-facing window. I got some parsley and so on to live, but the bay leaf didn't live. I mean, it just sat there all summer outside, and now I have a big aloe plant, so I got a grow light, but I haven't never used a grow light before, so that's going in the basement.
Okay.
So I wondered about the soil for the aloe. One friend uses cactus soil.
Yep.
A neighbor grew a ton of these, and when I got them, they're in just wet, heavy soil. They're still trying to dry out.
Yeah.
I thought it sort of needed not to have too much moisture.
Yeah, so the cactus soil that you can purchase will have a mixture of some sand in it, perlite, some fine, like pine bark fines into it. What it's going to do is it allows the, you know, it's still going to have some of the potting soil mixture in it, just not as much as like if you were to buy just a straight potting soil. And what this is going to do is allow the moisture to kind of filter through, get where it needs to go, but not, you know, too much. You can, honestly, if it's in a regular potting soil, it's going to be okay. You just need to watch how you're watering, you know, and just don't heavily water it during that season. As far as the grow light, is it one that's like on a stand or is it one that...
It's just a tube that hangs.
Okay. So one of the things that I want you to just keep in mind is with the tube that hangs, it can go, obviously can go close to the plant, can go higher up. We don't want it to be right on top of the aloe plant, right? We don't want it to be so it's sitting like inches above the aloe plant. We want it to be, you know, maybe a foot, because during the winter months, you want it to slow its growth rate, right? You want it to have a dormancy period.
Okay.
So adding a grow light like that is going to, if you have it too close, could dry it out. And we don't want to have to water as much during the winter months. Because the less water you have to do, the less the plant has to transpire through the leaves, etc. It's not leaves, but the branching, right? You want to try to keep the top couple inches of soil dry during that time frame. You don't want to fertilize during the winter months. They don't need much, right?
Right.
The bigger thing is making sure the temperatures stay between 60 and, you know, 80 degrees. That's one of the biggest things here, because if it gets too cold, it could affect your plant, right, completely, and just really affect it to the point where it'll die, right? So it's not one that you need to add humidity like most houseplants during that time frame. The humidity, it doesn't, you know, doesn't need that humid temperatures, the humidity in the air. It can be drier. So you don't need to do some of those things that you would with other houseplants that you're doing, right? You know.
So can I treat the aloe and the bay leaves and maybe the rosemary similarly in terms of they need to be drier before I water them? I don't know. The bay leaves, it sat there all summer outside. They didn't grow.
Yeah, so during the winter months, we're cutting back on everything anyways. We're not doing a lot of heavy watering, heavy fertilizing. We're kind of just letting them go. A lot of these plants need to have a dormancy period. They need to have a break. So that's what we're looking for here for those three plants.
Okay.
All right, Pat. Well, good luck. Hopefully everything works out for you. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time left in the show. If you have some questions, call us, and we will do everything we can to help you out. I've been saying it a few times, beautiful day out there. Finish up a few things. You know, once the lawn is done, and I think we have two mowings left, I want you to look at your mowers. I want you to clean under the mower. I want you to remove the blade. I want you to take that blade off and either sharpen it or put a new one on, right? Get these things done for next year, and your lawn will benefit from it. Only good will come from this. So please, please listen to us and do that. Also, checking throughout the season on that blade to make sure it's not, you know, have some bad edges, have some other issues with it. Because as we've said throughout the year, a sharp blade is going to benefit your lawn more than some of the other things that you do to the lawn. It's there to help protect it. It's there to do the right thing. So just, you know, some of these things are to keep in mind. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're, you know, almost at the 8 o'clock hour. Another hour of live broadcast. Like I said, we're going to 9 o'clock hour. A bunch of sick call-outs at the GCN program. Haven't been able to get somebody else to help cover. So we're going to do a tape broadcast for that part. Anyways, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We're going to end up taking a break here. We'll be back in a few minutes.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to it. George, who's up next?
Jan has a question about, she just got a new sidewalk put in and what to do with the mess afterwards.
Okay. Jan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, I have I had a walkway put in, so they had to dig it all up and right through the lawn and everything. And on the edges of the lawn, not just on the edges of the lawn, but they kind of threw loam on top of the lawn, probably kind of ruining a 15 by 15 area. And so with all the rain afterwards, it just got compacted down now. So it was a new lawn last year, so now it's just brown dirt or brown loam on top. So I'm wondering, it's a very heavily shaded area also, so it was hard to grow grass there in the beginning. So what I wanted to know, I do have some leftover seed, and I'm not sure if I should, like, rough it up a little bit, like raking it or dethatching it with a dethatcher, because I have one of those, because that would be quicker than raking. I also have some winter fertilizer, and I believe I have a small amount of starter fertilizer left over. And I'm just wondering, what can I do with all that?
All right. So, I mean, it's not going to hurt you to put the seed down, right? It's only going to benefit you. It might not completely... you know, not 100% germination, but some is better than nothing to start out with for the spring, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be using, if you have a starter fertilizer, use the starter fertilizer over a winter fertilizer at this point. We're looking to have some of those heavier nutrients, the nutrients and the phosphorus versus, nitrogen or potassium. And that's what the winter fertilizer has. It has both of those versus the phosphorus that you're looking for root development. So that's why I go for the starter fertilizer. And you could put that down before. As far as, we're looking to rough up the soil. And it doesn't matter how you do it, but you don't want the soil to be hard and compact. And that's probably what has happened because of the way that they put the loam down, etc. So using the dethatcher, because that's, that would be fine to do. We're really just trying to make soil contact easier than if it was on a hard compact soil, right? So what you're doing is going to be okay to do. So I definitely would rake it up or use the dethatcher. Either one of those would be fine, but it needs to have I call it like grit, right? So when you put the seed, it has something to stick to a little bit versus a very hard soil that if it were to rain or you to water, and it kind of just, it could stay on the surface and, move easily. So we're looking to have something there. You could also look at putting a seeding straw. They have straw out there that is met, that all the weed seeds gone, that you could put over the top of it in order to help insulate it to give it an extra chance to germinate for this part of the year. So you could do that too. Leaves would be okay, but the problem is they don't give you light in the above the grass. The grass is needing that light, whereas the straw, the grass will grow right through it. And a lot of the straw being, light colored is going to actually, the sun is going to come through and be no problem.
Okay. Yes. Now, I have one other question.
Sure.
I have a Montauk daisy. Well, it's kind of two put together and they kind of overgrew over each other.
Yep.
And I know I need to dig them up and move them, but I neglected to trim them back when I was supposed to in the spring, I believe.
Yep.
Because I just didn't. I was just too busy. I had construction, so it was weird. Anyway, so I didn't do that. So they still grew, but they only had daisies on the bottom. So should I cut those back now?
No, wait till spring. You don't have to do it until spring, because that's the best time to do it and the best time to, if you're going to move them and split them, that would be the best time as well. I do have to hit a break. If you have questions, hang tight, but we'll be back in a few.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.